Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi, holding in Trumas Daf Tzadik Tes and the Oiz of Hadar edition, Perek Echadasar, and the Mill of Aloha Aleph. We're starting in with Aleph, a few lines down at the two dots. Says the Gemara, Mevashlim Yain Shel Truma. So the Mishnah says not to cook wine because it reduces the amount of the wine. And the Yehuda says you could do it because it makes the wine better. So says the Gemara, what's the Pshat Echachomim? One says, because you're reducing the amount of wine by cooking. And the other one said, because there's some people that don't want to drink cooked wine. So by cooking the wine, you're making it less accessible to all people. There's some people not drink it anymore. Who's the mandomer that holds? So the problem is the reduction of size. And who's the mandomer that says that you're reducing the amount of people that are drinking it? The Rechaim adds over here, according to the second mandomer, the fact that you're reducing the amount of the wine is insignificant. It's not considered to be a reduction. Cooking the wine, I have a little bit less quantity, is not a problem. The issue is only the shoysof. So says the Gemara, we're referring to what we learned earlier in the end of the second parak of Seches Trumas. That there it says, you're not allowed to do truma from bad on good. And one of the examples brought down the Mishnah is you're not allowed to do truma from wine which is cooked on wine which is not cooked. And the Mishnah over there is Rabbi Yehuda. So as Rabbi Yehuda seems to contradict himself. In our Mishnah, he says that cooking is fine. Meaning to cook wine is a good thing. And there he says that a cooked wine is considered to be raw, it's considered to be bad wine. So Rabbi Yochanan asked the question. Rabbi Elazar answered, Omar Rabbi Elazar, ain't a muchlefes. That's not a problem. Tavan b'koyin, kan b'bailim. When Rabbi Elazar answered over there, that the Mishnah over there is talking about the owner. The owner should not cook the wine because he's reducing the amount of the wine. But in our Mishnah, it's talking about the koyin. The koyin, once he received the wine and it's in his hands, he could cook it. Because if he reduces the amount of wine, it's not a problem. Because he's the kohen, he's the owner. Mashma, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they did not like this answer. He held that the owner also can reduce the amount of wine. Because he held that the risk reduction is insignificant and it's not a problem. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan holds the reduction is not an issue. That's why he has a contradiction with this Mishnah and the Mishnah and Perek Beis. So what's the reason not to cook the wine? Not because you're reducing the amount, but because you're reducing the people that can drink it. Says the Gemara, Yehuda ben Kini, Rav Imi, B'Shem, M'Shem, Lokish. Rav Lokish also says, B'Shemato, M'Shoysov, like Rabbi Yochanan, the problem is not the reduction of amount, but the limited access you give to the amount of people that can drink it. Halacha Beis, Zog de Mishnah, Duvash Tamarim, honey that comes out from dates, V'Yayin Tepuchim, wine or juice that comes out from apples. V'choymetz sitavonios, which is the liquid, the juice that comes out of grapes that grow in the fall. V'shar kol mei pirushot truma, and all juices that come out of all fruits. Rabbi Elazar mechayev keren v'choymetz. Rabbi Elazar treats the juice like the fruit itself. And if a zar, if a non-koyen, drinks any type of juices of truma, he is chayev. He has to pay, like eating truma itself, it has to pay keren, the principal, the choymish, and the fine of 25%. Continues the Mishnah of Tzai Tesavut Beis, Rabbi Yeshua Poiter. Rabbi Yeshua says a juice is not like fruit. It's considered to be zeyo be'alma, just some liquid, which is not the fruit itself. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar mitame mishumashke. Rabbi Elazar says that all these juices are considered to be liquid, considered to be real water, real liquid. And therefore, if they touch fruits, they make a tome. Omar Rabbi Yeshua, loymanu chachomim shiva mashkim kemoine petomim. Says Rabbi Yeshua, no. Any liquid is not considered to be water. It's considered to be zeya be'alma. The only liquids that cause tuma are the seven that are mentioned in the Mishnah. We have a list of seven liquids which should be kabel tuma. You think chachomim are just bringing seven examples, but really every juice is causing tuma? So they're like the moine petoy. Moine petoy means someone who sells different spices. He says, I have this, and I have that, and I have this. He gives a list of some of the things that he has, but he has much more. Rabbanan don't do that. If they mention seven, that means only these seven are machshir lekabel tumah. But the rest are Zeya Be'almo, and they're not a Mashke. As the Mishnah concludes, Ela Omer Shiva Mashke Tumeim V'Shar Kol HaMashke Tehoirim. They're not Mashke L'Kabel Tumo. Says the Gemara, Avu Bayin Meimar, they wanted to say, Ma'pligin M'choymish. M'choyke says, you have to pay the extra 25%, is it Shuma Mamish? Avu Bekerin Av Yabishua Moiti. But to pay the principal, if Yabishua agrees, the liquid is something that belongs to the Kohen. And if someone took the liquid away, yes, it doesn't have a din truma to pay choymish, but it is momon koyin, you have to pay him for the principal. And also, ma pligin l'shavar. The machlokes says, once someone drank it, what should you do? Ha betchilo b'lechatchilo, if Yeshua moided, Yeshua also agrees, don't drink the liquid that comes out of the fruits. Don't drink the juices. It's not, it doesn't have a din truma mamish, but you're not allowed to drink it. Says the Gemara, but we found that Taninon, we learned Duvash Tumorim, the honey that comes out of dates, which is our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer Michai ben Meisus, Yerushua Poiter. Mashwad, even Lechatchila, even before you do anything, you don't give Meisus from that, not even Medar Abana. So the Chura Raya, the Rishu, considers this to be Zeh Be'alma, it doesn't have any Din Truma, not even Medar Abana, and you could drink it even Lechatchila. So the Gemara, that's not a Raya. Kancha Zovu Mishinit Belu. The case that we're talking about, that he says that you have liquid coming out, so you don't have to do maestres, is if the liquid came out before they became tevel. Meaning before you have the obligation to do trubas and maestres, before they're finished. So then the liquid is not chayav. But once it's raised with chayav and maestres, you have to do maestres on the fruits, so of course the liquids that come out will be chayav and maestres, at least with the rabbanon. Continues the Gemara and says, the Gemara, we're going to use Reb Chaim's gear. So, the Kutta Reb Chaim, we're adding the sentence that says later as the beginning of the next discussion. Reb Lazar Mechayev B'Maestres. We know Reb Lazar holds that there is a chiyuv, a full obligation on the juices. Says now the Gemara, Moidi Reb Lazar, Shin Yisr ala Dporim, afilu bispam yo divshen mutur. If someone went and did Maestres on dates that he has in a very far place, they're in Spain. So, of course, he doesn't have any intention about the juices. He's only intending to do maestres on the fruits. Then the juices are potter as well. What does this tell us? Mil Sa'omer, this teaches us, Shu maestre mina tamorim ala dvash lefi tamorim. Meaning you don't do maestre, when you do the amount of maestre, you don't do maestre on the fruits and on the juices. If one did maestre on the fruits only, so the juices are potter mimeli. You don't have to do a separate maestre on the juice. Once you did on the fruits, the juice in the fruits is included in the fruit. This is what this shita holds in the Gemara. Tanya Avnoson Oymer, Avnoson argues. And he says, Lo Yishab Lozer Mechaya B'Maisris. Meaning, don't tell me that Ablozer holds you have to do Maisris on the fruits alone, and on the juice alone, and you can't do Maisris for one on each other. El Yishab Lozer Oymer, Shalo Yoichal. He should not eat, according to Reb Chaim, you don't say the next two words. It means, do not eat the juice, Achi Yasar Al Dvash, do Maisris on the honey. Meaning, explains the Gemara in the Kufa Mudalaf on top, Mil Se'om Roshu Maiser Min HaTmoim Ala Dvash, Lefi Dvash V'Lefi Tmoim. What Rav Nos is telling us is, you could do Maiser from the fruit on the juice, but you need to do on the juice as well. You need to give a shear of Maiser for the fruit and for the juice. The fruit could be put to the juice. You could take Maiser from the fruit on the juice, but you need to do Maiser on the shear of both. So according to this pshat, the pshat of Reb Chaim, it's a machlokes down the Gemara. When Reb Lozer says you have to do maestres on the juice, does he mean to say they have to do a separate maestre on the juice? Meaning not enough to do maestre on the fruit, but they do maestre on the juice as well? That's of Noson Shita. Or if one did maestre on the fruits only, on the size of the fruits only, the juice is potter mimele. And all that Reb Lozer said in the Mishnah is that if the juice spilled out of the fruits before maestres, you cannot drink the juice if you didn't do maestres on the fruits first. But you don't have to do a fresher maestres on the amount of juice that you have as well. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Trumos, Daf Tzadik Tes.